Hey guys, we're going to dive on in and talk a little bit about BossCon in this episode, just as I promised several episodes ago when I shared a little bit about like, what are you going to do with the money? So first things first, let's cue that intro and then we're going to get started into a really cool episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. All right, guys. So as some of you guys know, just a couple of weeks ago, we had our live event, our annual conference, BossCon, and it was an amazing year. I know that's so biased to say, but it was absolutely incredible. I will say, like, one of the things that was so crazy about this year's conference is that this is the first year that we felt like real grown-ups, like hosting a real conference with like the real official backgrounds and all of that. It was so incredible though. And the crazy thing about conferences is that you can have an entire lineup of like superstars and celebrities and not get a ton of gold. And my kind of like litmus test for success of an event, I don't know if that's the right word, but is, did people like come up to me and say like, I had a breakthrough, this impacted me, this changed my life? Did they get tons of notes and actionable items? And when they return home, is there still some inspiration happening? Are they still taking action? And I've been seeing all of the above happening, which has been really, really exciting to see. But I wanted to share with you a couple different things that happened, because this was an opportunity for massive growth for me. I want to share with you that I have one thing that I have always wanted to do and have always been really, really scared of also doing, and that is pitching from stage live and closing from stage. And so pitching is one thing, closing is another. In the past, I've always had someone there to like kind of scoop up and repitch and save my butt. And so when I was talking to my friend Peng Jun about the event, I was like, I need you to repitch for me, because he's phenomenal at closing. And he's like, I don't do that. Basically, he was saying, Rachel, haha, you have to learn this skill. And I was like, oh, I'm so mad about this. And so I went into the pitch knowing that I had to close. For those of you who aren't familiar with how kind of the back end of events work, like, we spent $70,000 putting on this event. Events are not cheap, and we still got out pretty good. Like, that's not too bad. And so as I was talking to Peng Jun and his incredible partner, they basically were like, your only goal is to not die. And I was like, that is so tragic. Like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, your only goal is to break even. If you can break even, you're golden. And so I was like, okay. And so I pitched from stage, and I'm not going to tell you guys how it went, because it went really well, but I'm not huge into talking about revenue anymore. Like, the bigger we get and the more money that we make, the less I care about revenue, the more it's about several different things, including the people that we get to work with, the lives we get to impact, and, as crazy as this sounds, profit. Like, I do not care how much revenue a business makes. I care about how much profit they make, in terms of being able to like actually do things with the money. I know so many people who have spent $950,000 to make $1 million, and that's great and all, only that it's not really great, unless, of course, you have a software and you're going to sell it for a crazy valuation. But what I want to share though is that I had this moment of complete like fear and panic, and I did the pitch, and that is something that is very scary to me. It always has been, but I was like, I'm going to push through this. I'm going to learn this skill. I want to be honest, you guys, like, I want to learn the skill set to become the greatest female closer from stage, at least to start. I want to become the greatest closer from stage in the world. I'm not even going to lie. But that means you have to push through a lot of fear, and you have to push through some of the like sucking, like just sucking at closing. And so I did the pitch, and there wasn't a table rush, and I was like, I need to go into the hallway or into the VIP room because I either I'm going to throw up or start crying. And it was such a crazy, stressful moment. And I'm not going to share our numbers, like I said, but the numbers crushed it. But in that moment, I didn't know that. In that moment, fear was so strong. I was absolutely terrified. I was like, I do not know how in the world I'm going to make it through this. I'm so embarrassed. I let my team down, whatever. It was so scary. And so I went to the VIP room and my mentor was in the room and he said, okay, so here's what I need you to do. I want you to go back on stage and do this. And part of me was like, I don't want to go back on stage because I didn't even know what our numbers were yet. To be honest, I didn't want to know. He's like, I need you to go back on stage and say exactly this. So I was like, I'm just going to trust that kind of process and do it. And I did. And then we actually got more sales from there. But it's not about the sales for me. Let me explain that. It is about taking on a massive challenge and not quitting just because it gets hard. That was so scary for me. And you know, it probably always is going to be a little scary. I can easily speak in front of an audience of, honestly, I've done audiences of 3,500 people and it doesn't faze me. But the moment that you ask me to sell myself live in front of all of those people from a stage, it's really, really intimidating. And I think what's so cool about it is that if you commit yourself to pushing through some of the painful points, the points when you want to give up, that's where like magic starts to happen. And so I do continually and regularly sign up for things that are outside of my zone of genius and uncomfortable. For example, a couple weeks ago, I did a hot yoga like flow workout class, which is like strength training in yoga. And it was so hard and I was so unprepared that I literally had to sit down partway through the class because I was like blacking out and I was like, this is so bad. This is horrible. The teacher like wouldn't even make eye contact with me. She was so embarrassed. But I like to sign up for things that are challenges that honestly, I'm like, I could look really stupid. This could really bomb. This could backfire. This could be a complete failure. I like that because that's where some of the best growth comes from. So I don't know what challenges you're facing today, but I think that this podcast is going to help you to know that it's okay to attempt something. It's okay to not succeed. It's okay to fall on your face. It's okay to fall flat. It's okay. Last year, I actually did the same thing. I pitched from stage. And we had spent, I think at that point, like it was like $50,000 on our event last year, which, or maybe it was like 40,000, about 40,000. And when I pitched from stage, I only closed 10K, which means we would have lost $30,000, which of course, that is not the definition of a successful event. But at the same time, if you lose money, you can't keep hosting events because that's a pretty expensive social hobby. So last year when I did that, I wanted to throw up. I did so bad at the pitch. Literally, people were mad at me. Like I was getting these messages from people who were like, that was so uncomfortable. That was awkward. That was awful. And so I look at last year and this year's progress and I'm like, okay, you know what? This is pretty cool. This is some serious growth. And the only way to achieve that level of growth is to push through the discomfort. And so I hope that this serves you well today because it was such a great lesson for me. I'm not scared to suck. I'm not scared to look stupid. The only thing I'm scared of is stopping there. The only thing I'm scared of is giving up while I still have those feelings. It's beyond sucking or failing or looking stupid that the greatest things happen. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Over the next couple of episodes of Social Media Secrets, we're going to be diving in pretty deep to a platform called TikTok. And for those of you who are still skeptical, you're going to learn a lot about the platform, but I'm also going to relate it to marketing in general and how TikTok is teaching me to be a better social media marketer just in general and all of the parallels that come from it. So I'm excited about that series. I know we started a 6-part series, but I was like, I have a better idea. Let's do 30 days of TikTok. And so even if you are not familiar with or comfortable with TikTok, trust me, you're going to gain so much gold from this series that you're going to be like, oh, I'm so glad I listened to it, even if I never log on to TikTok. So, all right, guys, go have an amazing day. I will catch you in the next episode.